Here is the English translation of the text you provided. The text is already in English. UN aviation gathering opens under shadow of cyber attacks, geopolitical tensions. Oil extends declines after Iraq. Kurdish governments agree to restart oil pipeline. Congo will not auction mineral resources to the US, President says. ExxonMobil begins production at new base stock facilities in Singapore. Syria's Shara in New York renews call for US to formally drop sanctions. Mexico says screwworm case near US border contained, no flies detected in north. Oil dips as Iraq exports rise amid demand concerns. US judge rules Trump cannot block Rhode Island offshore wind project. Ecuador set to become world's number two cocoa grower, industry head says. DBS-backed family office platform hits $780 million in assets to double by end 2026. Asia stocks ride the AI rush, gold hits another peak. Vietnam's IPO market, stocks rally, fail to stir foreign investors. Jefferies warns Burberry recovery hopes are overpriced, keeps underperform rating. Disney says Kimmel will return to the air on Tuesday, 6 days after suspension. Jamie Dimon, Fed rate cuts depend on inflation trajectory. Asian pharma stocks fall on Trump. Tylenol warning. Acetaminophen makers hit Apple supplier Luxshare, surges on report of OpenAI hardware deal. Exclusive China asks brokers to pause real-world asset business in Hong Kong, sources say. OpenAI launches low-cost ChatGPT tier in Indonesia after India success. Exclusive Chinese buyers book at least 10 Argentine soybean cargoes, sources say. Australia business activity growth slows in Sept as tariffs hit exports, PMI. German tax revenues up 2% in August. Finance Ministry says New Zealand loosens path to residency for some migrants. Impact of Trump cuts will be harder to track without USDA hunger survey, advocates say. Factbox, what and where are Russia's frozen assets in the West? Chancellor Merz appoints new foreign investment commissioner. Morocco's inflation rate drops to 0.3% in August. Turkey ends some tariffs on U.S. imports ahead of Erdogan-Trump meeting. UK fighter jets begin NATO air defense mission over Poland. Turkey plans to buy hundreds of Boeing airliners and Lockheed Martin fighters, Bloomberg News reports. Dollar pauses as Fed speakers suggest caution on rate cuts. Analysis from crisis to cannabis. Sri Lanka's president surprises with pro-market pivot. India's strong private sector expansion loses some steam in September, PMIs show. U.S. lawmakers talk up big Boeing deal during China visit. Morning bid, new highs in Asia. Powell gets to say his piece. Thai Central Bank says has improved BOP record keeping. Indonesia Parliament passes Prabowo's $231 billion budget for 2026. Pakistan floods batter fields, factories and fiscal plans. KKR holds first Asia board meeting in Tokyo as Japan leads firm's regional growth. Rome joins KBW 2025 Impact as sponsor and shares vision for a global open wireless network. Sol Exchange, one of only two licensed platforms for unlisted securities, will exclusively use Story to settle tokenized RWAs. CleanSpark secures a $100 million Bitcoin-backed credit facility from Coinbase Trust. Stamp registers blockchain token in Wyoming digital asset system. Bitcoin price today retreats to 113K amid economic uncertainty. Altcoins stumble forward. Industries to tokenize his hairs on Solana blockchain via Superstate. Strategy acquires 850 more Bitcoin. Prophase Labs explores crypto treasury strategy after shareholder approval. Bitmin immersion reports holdings of 2.4 million ETH tokens. Binance's spinoff YZI Labs may open to external investors in future report. Eupraxia prices $70 million. Public offering at $5.50 per share. GC Biopharma seeks approval for COVID-19 mRNA vaccine trial in Korea. Cathie Wood's RKF adjusts, buys Alibaba, sells Shopify stock. CEA Industries targets 1% ownership of BNB total supply by end of 2025. Weatherford prices $1.2 billion senior notes offering at 6.75%.